Mr. Diaz, thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much.
Leading into the conference, there is a strong push to have governments invest in climate smart production. Why is climate smart production such an important priority for the region?
Latin America and the Caribbean region has increased the agricultural and forestry and fisheries production at rates above the global average over the past decade, and is one of the more important food-producing regions at global level. However, the region faces environmental sustainability threats and increased risk associated with climate change, including more frequent and extreme climate events, as drought, floods, frost periods, as well as emerging pests and diseases in animals and plants that not only decrease the productivity of agriculture, but affects the livelihoods of thousands of people. Therefore, if the region wants to keep its position in the global agriculture markets, as well as the level of production and productivity and the contribution of the agricultural sector to food security, must urgently develop policies and intervention strategies to protect natural resources and reduce degradation in strategic agroecosystems. Also, it should adopt climate-smart technologies and practices for sustainable development, including sovereign and production planning based on risk analysis, promote agroecological approaches, and increase investment in climate change mitigation and adaptation.
What are some examples being brought to the table to show that climate-smart production is effective?
Previously, we didn't have a specific framework in mind to address those multiple dimensions, but now we are taking care of that very explicitly. For instance, there is a near complete overlap with sustainable land management practices that FAO has promoted for decades that also increase adaptive capacity and system resilience and climate change mitigation. For instance, in Honduras, in a mixed production systems, crops and trees that promote the maintenance of the mulch, the vegetative cover of the soil, these systems have raised the organic matter in the soil and reduced the greenhouse gases emissions. But most important, it increased yields of maize and sorghum crops. At the same time, it has been proved that the system is more resilient against flood and drought. And another example, maybe, is the livestock sector. We have promoted an integrated silvopastoral system where trees provide shadow and shelter to the animals to reduce the impact of heat, but improve the quality of pastures and soil, avoiding erosion, increasing grassland in animal productivity and benefits from carbon sequestration. So we have a major program on climate smart livestock production in Ecuador that is funded by the Global Environmental Facility, and this program will serve to bring the concept at national scale.
What action is the regional conference calling for?
The regional conference is calling the attention for the need to develop regional mechanisms for policy coordination, especially the coordination between agricultural development policies, environmental and climate change policies, and their relation with policies for food security and rural development. And this coordination is very important within the regional integration organizations, like, for instance, the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, called CELAC, and the Mercosur, that is the Southern Common Market, the Andean Community, and the Central American Integration Systems, and the Caribbean Community. So these are very important instances for these regional coordination of policies. And also, the recommendation is to improve governance for sustainable agriculture and rural development, including the adoption of voluntary guidelines on responsible governance for land tenure, fisheries, and forests. This is the first regional recommendation. The second one is the regional conference is calling to improve South-South cooperation to support the action plan for these community countries, the CELAC, to build a Latin American regional program on climate smart agriculture. And the other recommendation is for giving priority to sustainable development of family farming systems and improving the resilience of livelihoods to threats and crises. Since Latin America, family agriculture provides nearly 70% of the food, and it will need more assistance for climate change adaptation.
And what do governments need to do?
Governments need to develop a national policy framework for sustainable production and risk reduction, and adopt agroenvironmental policies. This should promote the integration and sustainable natural resource management, and at the same time facilitate conservation and sustainable use of biodiversity, very important, the rehabilitation of degraded land, and implement an ecological intensification of production systems. This is the first recommendation for governments. The second one is very important to build and to strengthen the institutional capacities for climate change adaptation and mitigation in all sectors, but especially, particularly in the agricultural sector that is too vulnerable to this climate change impact. So this implies to strengthen and to invest in innovation at national level and to reactivate technology transfer for family farming. There is a close relationship between natural resources degradation, rural poverty, and food insecurity. That close relation makes it necessary for governments to target actions for the sustainable development of family agriculture on those territories and communities that are facing the greatest vulnerability and risks. And it's also important for them to develop differentiated policies and create new opportunities to support rural women, youth, and indigenous peoples.
Mr. Diaz, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.